This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
This morning, we're going to hear from a farmer from Moequa. Austin Rinker recently traveled overseas on a trade mission with the Illinois Soybean Association. I had a chance to talk with Austin about the trip this week. He said it was a great experience and they were able to learn more about their customers' needs. Austin, let's have you give us a little background information about yourself. Tell us where you're from and also what your role is with the Illinois Soybean Association.
Well, good morning, Katie. I farm just south of Decatur, Moequa. I'm a fourth-generation farmer, and I'm an at-large director for the Illinois Soybean Association. I'll be just starting my second term.
And something that you have done recently, actually, with the Illinois Soybean Association, you went on a trade mission overseas. Tell us where you were visiting and who you were talking with there.
Well, that was correct. It was a really unique experience for me. I was fortunate enough to visit China, our largest importer of Illinois soy. But I was in Beijing, Shanghai, and then Hong Kong. So we met with a Rotary Club there, meeting with different soy crushers, crushing facilities, and then different personnel from the swine industry and poultry industry there, and just kind of trying to get a real big perspective of the soybean industry there within China.
Explain to us the reason for going and talking to these people. Obviously, they're our largest importer of soybeans. So explain the benefits that could come to Illinois soybean farmers from this and maybe just soybean farmers across the U.S.
Well, exactly. Nearly 50% of our soy goes overseas, and two-thirds of those are exported to China. So the population is just huge there, and it's just a tremendous demand for soy protein just to feed the livestock sector alone there in China. They're bringing more and more people from the countryside, from the countryside into urban areas, and those people's incomes are rising. And with that rise in income, they're wanting more and more animal protein. So the demand for soy protein to feed those animals is just huge. And we wanted to go over there and just make sure we're serving that market right, and just to learn more about what our customers need. And kind of a common theme amongst all of our customers was talking about protein and oil. We'd always kind of heard protein and oil is just a little bit lower compared to Brazilian soy, and that just kind of rang through in all our meetings again here. So we just really wanted to be really good, have really good customer service, I guess, and make sure we're meeting our customers' needs.
Did you learn of any changes that maybe farmers need to be making, or are they happy with what we're giving them, or what did you guys find out while you were there?
Oh, we're giving them a really good product. They like the handling of U.S. soy. It was kind of unique. We're at Kofco Processing, that has a state-owned crush facility there in China. And they talked about how Brazilian soybeans actually cake up when they're coming off the ships and when they go into storage. And they're kind of actually harder to handle, and there's some safety concerns. They actually have to move those beans from bin to bin so they don't bridge up in the bins, and they don't have engulfment issues then when they're trying to move them. So the manager of that facility said he actually preferred U.S. soy. It was better for him to handle, and the oil, when they crushed it, was actually a lighter oil, and they didn't have to bleach the oil. Brazilian beans are just naturally a little darker, and I had never seen them before, and they actually have to bleach that Brazilian oil because it's so dark to make it lighter in color for the color that they want. So they really like the handling characteristics, the amino acid profile, and the quality of the U.S. soy. It's just protein. We like just a little bit of protein and oil. So, and Brazilian beans are just naturally a little higher in those characteristics just with their environment. So with all the soy that's being fed to livestock protein, that's just kind of front and center for them when they're looking at soybeans. So
sounds like mostly a positive opinion of U.S. soy. Now, do we need to have any concerns about them sourcing these from other countries, or do you think they're going to stick with us?
Well, most definitely. We'll always be front and center. I mean, we'll always be front and center just right there with Brazil. And like what's always been talked about, but the U.S. infrastructure is also kind of a shining light for us and helping us with our exports. We can get soybeans there in a timely fashion. And there can always be some hiccups in that delivery system out of Brazil. Just it could be some delays. This can't seem to expedite things sometimes. So the U.S. infrastructure really help us on how we can efficiently ship soybeans to China. So.
And as far as their demand, are we supplying them with enough? Will we have enough bushels, you know, in the future and this year? Any discussions about that?
Oh, most definitely. With the crushing facilities we met with, that was a major concern of theirs. they knew we were experiencing some lower prices here in the U.S., and they were very concerned about acres and how acres were going to shake out and how farmers were going to price this crop and move this crop and kind of what some of our game plans were to combat lower prices. So, no, they're very concerned about U.S. farmers and wanting to make sure the supply was going to be there. And we assured them that the U.S. supply would be there and we would be there to meet their needs.
Austin, something else that's been in the news headlines lately, we've been hearing about ChemChina purchasing Syngenta. Any discussions about that while you were there?
Yes, that was most definitely discussed in one of our meetings, kind of with the purchase there. It looks like it might possibly go through, and if it does, that'll be one of the largest buyouts by a Chinese company in the history of China. So I guess I was kind of mixed when I first heard about the possible buyout. But I guess a silver lining, the more I've thought about it, is if China were to get Syngenta bought, I think it would give them a pretty good horse in the biotech race, so to speak. And maybe that could possibly help us expedite the process of biotech approvals over in China, because we've gone from approving traits in 2 to 3 years to dragging the process out almost to 6 years. So with China having some biotech traits now, possibly with Syngenta, I think maybe we can maybe move things along just a little faster, and it could help us get things approved a little quicker in China. Because we just have dicamba beans approved now, and it's been almost over 6 years getting those approved in China. So it'll be neat to see how this progresses.
So it sounds like the thought is that this would be a positive for U.S. farmers with this purchase if it goes through.
Oh, most definitely. Like I said, I think it could help us expedite some approvals and hopefully try to get things approved a little quicker in China.
Anything that I haven't asked about the trip or any other things that the Soybean Association is working on that you'd like to share with us?
Well, I guess to me it was just amazing to see. As a farmer, we know how to grow soybeans, and we know what we do on the farm. We're very good at production, but for me to see the end product and what our product looked like once it got to China and what our customers wanted, it was just kind of brought it full circle for me to kind of see the whole process and kind of really see our customer on the end, so to speak. China is just an amazing country, huge. The population density just kind of really blew me away. While I was in Shanghai, just to put things in perspective, the population of Shanghai, you can fit the entire population of Illinois, the entire population of Indiana, all of Iowa, and half of Nebraska, just in the city of Shanghai alone. So to see how many people they're feeding over there and the amount of construction projects and what they're doing, it was just amazing. So it really kind of put things in perspective for me.
Austin Rinker, farmer from Moequa and Illinois Soybean Association director. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.